CTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The markets have been sustaining well above that 18,000 mark over the last couple of days. The Nifty has risen in 6 out of the past 7 trading sessions. This morning, the SGX Nifty is suggesting an absolutely flat start. Perhaps we could see some consolidation. There are no cues coming in from the US market. US markets were shut yesterday on account of Martin Luther holiday. Asia this morning is quiet, but with a mildly positive bias this morning. The focus will be on individual stocks. So Tech Mahindra has made a very large acquisition. They will be spending 330 million euros. So that's more than 2,500 crore rupees to acquire a European IT services company called CTC, which will boost the company's presence in the insurance space and add digital engineering capabilities, which the company can then use to cross-sell to its other clients. The Street broadly likes this acquisition. So Tech Mahindra is a stock you need to keep on your radar. Apart from that, you also have big earnings coming out from Bajaj Finance. That will be the big one in the Nifty space. But also in the technology pack, you have L&T Technology, which is one of the most expensive mid-cap IT names with a valuation of 50 times forward multiple, and Tata Elxsi reporting numbers. ICICI Prudential Life will also be the big ones to track today. Prestige Estates has reported a Q3 update. These aren't the final numbers which the company will give out in terms of revenues, margins and profits, but this is an update on the bookings collections, and the numbers are looking very good. The company said they've achieved the highest ever collections in Q3. Collections have gone up 57% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, 70% on a year-on-year basis. Even the bookings have doubled on a sequential basis and, of course, gone up 111% year-on-year. And the sales were backed by the company's newly launched project, which has given them some very good return. Apart from that, you also have, stocks like Tata Steel Long Products, which will be reacting to numbers. Numbers are looking good. Angel One, the broking company, which is renamed, also has reported their numbers, where the operating profit has gone up 13.5% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Hathaway Cables is another one you should keep on your radar. We expect the stock to be under pressure because profits for the company have declined and margins too have slipped a tad bit. So these are some of the big stocks that you need to keep on your radar this morning. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.